Do you have on your mind some of the positives that we have learned since you've been in the hospital or while you were in the hospital for the hip surgery? Or
well, the fact that I was able to get hip surgery so fast is a positive, and the fact that the hip surgery went well with no complications is a great positive.
Welcome to There Is Hope. Any advice or counsel given is provided for informational purposes only. Your host for There Is Hope, Richard Dover.
Welcome to There Is Hope Radio. This is your radio host, Richard Dover, with my son, Joshua. It is his birthday. It is February the 17th, 2021. He has just turned 39 years old. We're in the house laying around doing nothing at the moment, and that we should do a podcast and we can talk about some of Josh's journey, some of the positives that's gone on, the negatives, and how he feels as a birthday boy laying in a bed and still in horrific pain. So here we go. So Josh, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Did you think your birthday would be spent laying in bed in horrific pain?
No, I was pretty sure my birthday was going to be spent in a dirt hole with me in heaven.
Oh, I didn't know that was going to be the answer we would get. I thought you was telling me that you thought you was going to be hiking somewhere, but I guess I should have said with the question at what time you thought about your birthday. So I think a year ago, if you thought about your birthday at 39, you probably wouldn't have thought that. But in the last couple of months, if you thought about your birthday, I mean, so joking aside and all that, did you... Was there some point since your motorcycle crash, was there some point or points where you thought you would not have a birthday?
Oh, yeah. There's several times since the accident where I was positive I wasn't. I mean, I don't think I thought, well, I'm not going to have a birthday. I just thought I ain't going to be here tomorrow. And just because of, you know, health issues and, you know, you go into the hospital, rush to the hospital because you can't breathe because you have a lung collapsed. I don't think that the first thing on your mind is, oh no, I'm going to miss a birthday. You just, you know, don't think you're going to make it. And so that eliminates a birthday, let alone the next day kind of thing.
So tell me how you feel. We haven't talked this morning. How do you feel? It's your birthday. How do you feel?
I'm hurting pretty bad, and I'm tired, very tired.
Weak day, aren't you?
Very much. I woke up in a lot of pain, and
blood pressure's low.
Yeah, my blood pressure's very, very low today, just above being dangerously low. But I'm just worn out. I'm tired of fighting. You know, it takes a lot to keep yourself positive and try to keep your mindset going with recovery when everything in you just feels like falling apart.
So how you doing it?
I'm not. God is. If it was my way, most of the time I would be curled up in a ball in a corner crying and begging with God to take me home.
Today we may get out and drive around and get out in the outdoors. That's just kind of the best birthday present I guess I can give you, is just get you outside and driving around in the country and maybe go into one of your stomping grounds or one of my stomping grounds, because I used to live here years and years ago, a long time ago. But why don't we talk about, we don't know if we're going to make that or not. You got schoolwork to do and don't have any energy to do that and all that, but this is hard. I mean, it's sad. You know, I have to be strong and be the strong guy to carry you through. But sometimes I just want to cry and say, God, do something. But God is doing some things. So when we talk, I kind of think we should give kind of an update since your hip surgery, what's going on. There is a lot of positives in the midst of the negatives, and sometimes it's hard to look at them. But do you have on your mind some of the positives that we have learned since you've been in the hospital, or while you were in the hospital for the hip surgery? Or
well, the fact that I was able to get hip surgery so fast is a positive, and the fact that, the hip surgery went well with no complications is a great positive.
What about how the hospital was for us?
It was the first time I've ever experienced favor with the hospital without fighting and without them watching me go through horrific pain for several days. And so it was, they watched me go through some of the worst pain I've been through after the first 12 hours after surgery. But after that, the pain came down significantly from where it was just before that. But they were, up until the very last day, everything was going quite well with the hospital, the way I was being treated and everything that was being done for me.
It seemed like we had favor there. They listened to me as I would tell them when you're in the horrific, crazy, crazy pain, and I would tell them, please don't experiment with my son. Every hospital experiments with him, goes through the situations. This is what works for him. You can check his charts from the other hospital. And they end up listening to us a lot. And the nurse practitioner came in the morning, was so helpful. She actually was on call, and the nurse had called her, and they did various things. And they kind of jumped in. They listened to us. They heard what we had to say. They were just so cooperative in that. And then they started working on some other health issues with you, even that you weren't even in there for. You're in hip surgery, and they started working with you on trying to see if they can get you some relief for your shoulder, or if there was anything treatment they can do while you were there. And did it feel good to you? Did you feel like everybody there cared?
Oh yeah, like tremendously. It felt. I don't even know how to explain it, because every hospital visit up to that point was a battle, and no one would listen until they saw me go through level 10 pain at least 2 to 3 times. It was a totally different story. And then the nurse practitioner was amazing, because she helped me get off medication I didn't need to be on. I mean, I found out I had better cholesterol than even you.
Yeah, that was crazy, huh?
And I was on high cholesterol medicine for months, probably almost a year, and didn't need to be. And that's just one medication. There were several medications that I no longer needed to be taking, but for whatever reason, I was still taking them because nobody had bothered to check to see that I still needed them.
Now, they didn't look at your labs. Every time you'd go in the emergency room, they do labs, but nobody took the time to look at the lab results and then decide what to do with it, right?
Why
did they even take the lab test?
That, and then they changed medications without even looking at and ordering certain labs. They still changed medications, adding or decreasing medicine without having any kind of evidence to why they would need to do either way. So it was a big change of what I'm used to.
So what about your diabetes?
Yeah, I haven't needed it for quite a while, but I no longer take any kind of medication. I don't do insulin. I don't need, what I was on was called metformin, and it just helps me create enough insulin, but I don't need any of that anymore, and I haven't for a while now, and so we were able to get rid of that. So I'm fully taking care of my diabetes based on my eating habits.
So you're going to get to get off the blood thinner shortly.
Yep, blood thinner was something I would be on for a long time, and I'm only on it right now because of the surgery and the fact that potential to have blood clots from being in my beds so much, but those will be going away hopefully here in about a month.
We've been able to reduce your anxiety medicine.
Yep, anxiety medicine has changed.
Might talk about that a lot of that was to help you to deal with pain, because you just the anxiety of knowing that if you're at level 7 and then you do the exercise, it's going to jump up to 8, 9. How do you feel on that whole anxiety thing and dealing with pain in a you might say a more healthy way of dealing with pain? How do you feel about all that?
I still have anxiety medicine. It's just dosages and things have changed on it, but I'm able to work through a lot of my pain a lot better than I used to. And so, you know, it used to be that if I was at level 6 pain, no one would know unless you're very around me constantly. You would never know that I was in 6 pain, but the instant I hit 7, I couldn't hide it anymore. I had to start using techniques to try to calm myself down. Well, now, through a bunch of work, I'm able to stand up to level 8 pain, breathing exercises, and that's the only way that you'll know that I'm in that much pain is because I do some breathing exercises, but I can take up to level 8 pain now pretty well. It's not like 8 isn't painful, it's horrifyingly painful. It's just I'm able to control how I react to it, and that's helped by not having to have all the anxiety meds, because a lot of that anxiety was because when I'm in level 7-8 pain, typically it used to be that meant automatically I was going to 10. Well, I would make that happen because I would have so much anxiety that I would go there, then I would actually go there. Whereas now at level 8, I can accept that I'm in 8 pain, but it doesn't mean I'm going to 10. And I have not gone to 10 in a long time, just right after the surgery was the last time. Yeah, it was, I don't even know how to describe it. It was, it's the maximum amount of pain that I could take and beyond that. And I mean, it's inhumane. It's the kind of pain that I've said so many times. It's not only is it inhumane, but it's so bad that I can't even wish it on my worst enemy, or even on, you know, people everybody would say like Hitler or somebody like that. Like, you know, you'd wish him dead and a painful death, everything else. I couldn't wish that on him. I couldn't wish it on anyone because it's not humane. And it's beyond not humane. I mean, I can't even express how painful it was after surgery. And unfortunately, I've still been in level 7, level 8 pain almost constantly since the surgery, and it's something that is not normal, and they're still trying to figure me out, and hopefully we're going to be able to see a neurologist to see if something's going on with my brain or if something's going on with my nervous system or something, to where my nerves are just too hypersensitive or something. But the pain has been pretty horrific for the last couple of weeks.
So even to go to the bathroom,
not,
you know, something personal like that, just get real. I mean, people need to hear this. I mean, just sitting on the toilet.
I'm on a, not on a toilet. I use a
riser,
a commode type thing that if it's over maybe a minute or 2 minutes, it's horrifyingly painful, and anything that's digging into me, I mean, heck, it doesn't even have to dig into me. I can be sitting in the recliner, and this is the most comfortable chair for me, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I'll have what I feel is nerve pain. It's like fire and lightning just being sent through my hip and going all the way down to my ankle, and then peeing off there and heading all the way back up to the hip, and it's debilitating pain. But it's just, I mean, whether I'm up walking or if I'm sitting down, if I'm in the car, or any of the above, it's just horrific.
But you know what? You're not in a wheelchair.
That is true.
I was thinking about that, you know, when I came here, you was in a wheelchair, and everywhere we went, you was in a wheelchair. And
I miss it, though.
You miss it?
I wish I had it.
Well, you know, I threw it in the Rogue River, so you're never going to get it. So you're going to have to dig deep. I used it as an anchor for a boat. Yeah, so.
It's just because it's so painful at times to stand, and I get so tired and to stand up, and so... I missed that.
You're not excited about it, but I'm thrilled to death that you're not getting around in a wheelchair. So, because that's not good for your recovery, and you know that. So how do you feel emotionally? Let's talk about that. How do you feel emotionally? How do you feel with Dad with you? I might share some of my feelings, but I'll cry. So. What's kind of going on with that? I mean, with your dad.
As far as emotionally, honestly, I feel it. A lot of the time I feel emotionally dead just because there's so much energy to just be alive that there's no energy left to really feel. And so it honestly feels like I'm kind of emotionally dead at times. I don't have the energy to even feel. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's a lot of times how it is. And I mean, I feel blessed to have a relationship again, and that feels good. But at the same time, I don't really care about a whole lot, like, emotionally, because it's too much work.
Well, I would say that for me, I mean, I'm totally blessed to be restored with you, and an honor to be able to serve you and to be the dad that I wasn't maybe early on in life. And there's years that we had were together and then separated back and forth. You was bounced all over the place when you was young. And so, you know, it's great to be able to have that relationship and be here. One, I can't really give you a whole lot of hugs. We're laying on the bed for maybe the second time since I've been here that we can't even be close to each other. You're either in your chair or you're in your hospital bed. But emotionally, I can't go too far with it because, again, I'm your maid. I'm your servant. I'm your caregiver. I'm dad, I need help with this and all those things. And so a lot of times there isn't the breathing room and the ability to really think about what all is going on. And then I think of people who literally go through what we're going through, that go through this. I mean, I got somebody that I know that they've been going through this for, I don't know, probably 14 years with their child, of being the parent and caregiver, and the child is partially disabled, and being able to have the strength to be able to do that. I mean, that's a God thing. I can say that. But I love you, Josh. You know, again, I'm very proud of you. Seeing what you're going through, I'm even more proud of you to be able to see you continue to fight the fight when it got to be tiring and so draining. But you keep pressing on, and you joke around. You're nice to people. You have fun with anybody that you see. You encourage them to see all that, knowing what you go through. I mean, when some people see you, they have no idea what you're going through. They just see the one side of Josh, but they don't see that other side of where you're dealing with all the pain. And it just amazes me you're able to be that. I think you're very patient, and if I was in the pain, I'd be so testy. I don't think anybody would want to be around me. Why aren't you that way?
Because God's done a lot of changing, a lot of work on me. I mean, yeah, you kind of get forced into learning patience when you can't do anything for yourself. So, you know, there's things that I may not have wanted to work on that the only way to work on it is because I'm forced into it.
Yeah, you can't. You're a stubborn person. You're a determined person. You're you want your way person, and you've given in on a lot of things because you just
there's no other option.
So has it been a bad thing or a good thing for you?
I think a lot of both.
I know that you feel in a way you've kind of I was gonna say lost your rights, but how would I describe it? Do you feel like you ever feel like you're being taken advantage of, or that you feel like people are manipulating, that you don't have strength or anything like that?
I won't say anyone that works directly with me. I will say I do feel that I've been at times manipulated or at times not given the proper care or treatment in the hospital because they know there's no way I can do anything about it.
Yeah, I would think that would probably be true. As we close, what do you want for your birthday?
Just
what you said to me last night. You just said you wanted a hug last night.
Yeah.
What do you want for your birthday?
Well, then I guess this won't work because I was just gonna say my two front teeth, but and not that I want my two front teeth. I want my two front teeth not to feel like they're gonna fall out every second.
Yeah, exactly.
that would be a great birthday present.
That's one of the things that you feel there. But what do you want for your birthday?
Well, I'm hoping that I'm able to have enough energy and strength to get in the car and go drive. And there's a few areas somewhat near where we're at that used to be my little stomping ground, so to speak, where I love to go out in nature. And I'm hoping that I have the strength to do that. I don't know if I will. So honestly, just for today to not be so difficult as far as pain goes, and if I can get out, that I'm able to, and if I can't, that I'm okay with that. I can't.
I don't know. Today's the only day you don't have appointments for anything. It's a free day.
Yeah.
So we got to go out. I'm going to take you out for an 8-hour ride. I rented a Nissan Rogue, so it's all-wheel drive. And I think we need to go out and go some four-wheeling somewhere.
Well, I was thinking, honestly, the easiest thing to do, because it would allow me to get the best scenery and stuff, is just throw an inner tube on me and throw me in the river. And then, you know, let me float down there.
Float down and get you at the end.
And I won't have pain because the water's so cold. It would freeze everything on me. And then I would just be able to look at everything. And then the good news is, I mean, there's really something promising at the end of it, because I would freeze to death eventually, which means I would be out of all pain and I would get to go home.
Okay, well, there's only one problem. The trail down to the river is very long, and the only way I can get you there is to push you.
Well, I was going to say, you know, if you just kick me over the edge, eventually I'll get into the river. It might be a little painful at start, but that'll go away with the freezing water.
You're about as crazy as can be. Do you remember, as we close here, do you remember when we, quote, body surfed on a river? It was in Oregon, in Bend area, Oregon, on the, I think it's called the Deschutes River. Do you remember
just
putting life vest on and floating down the river?
Yep, and it was funny because there was a bunch of people in rafts that were doing the same thing, and then it was just us in life jackets. And then I upped the game that you didn't know about. I upped the ante, and when I was stationed in Japan, I actually did the same thing, except for I went over a 30-meter waterfall.
What?
Yep. So I thought what we did was child's play, so I had to up the ante.
Oh, my goodness. There's Joshua. Well, thank you, Josh, for opening up your heart and sharing. You got that frog in your voice. You don't have any energy. You still is willing to do the show. Hopefully something we share, at least let people know, hey, you can be real. Life is not easy. Life's not fun at times. Wish we could sound more positive about what's going on, but it is what it is. The good news is that we believe it's going to get better and better, and that there'll be some solutions to what's going on. And Josh is learning more about his PT and what he needs to do to push through to be able to strengthen his leg and his body. And we're looking forward to the day that he will not have the pain that he's having. And I always pray for him that God give him relief from the pain. And where you don't give him relief, give him strength. And I guess God's been doing more of giving him strength than giving him the relief. But maybe that'll start to change. And if you're listening, want you know there is hope. I tell you, there's so many times it just looks hopeless. With Joshua, it's easy to get discouraged, but we look at the positive things that is going on, and we're thankful for that. And we're believing again for some amazing things to happen in Joshua's life through all this. So I hope the same for you if you're listening, that you'll know there's hope and that God can do some amazing things when it seems dark and dreary and you're wondering where God is at, that he's right there with you, holding your hand and carrying you through it. And we're praying that you will stick it out and hang in there. Well, again, thank you for listening to There Is Hope Radio.
You've been listening to There Is Hope, and any advice or counsel given was provided for informational purposes only. For more information on what you've heard about today, click on thereishoperadio.org. That's thereishoperadio.org.